Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. So today we're going to start off with a tarot card reading. I'm going to ask, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I'm going to cut the deck. What does collective need to hear today? We have the Page of Wands. To me, this card is a really youthful, entrepreneurial, enterprising energy. It's almost like maybe you're discovering something that, it's almost like a new creative project or something that you've been working on for some time, but maybe now it's kind of a really good time to revitalize that, like revamp it, to really put your energy towards kind of looking at it and seeing what can you do with this, right? To me, this is also kind of like a springtime card, right? Like new shoots are coming up, new ideas, maybe looking at old ideas with like fresh eyes, with these renewing of energies. The Ten of Cups reversed. To me, this card, it's, I don't know, for me, this card, because it's reversed, I'm also seeing like there is a potential for so much happiness in your life. But maybe right now you're tasked with looking at the positives in your life, right? The positive aspects, the things that maybe you've taken for granted. It's almost like a searching for joy card because it's reversed. Upright, it would be you have everything, everything's figured out, you've gotten there. And I kind of feel like maybe you have gotten there, but you don't know it. Or you just need to look at what's positive in your life, the things that are going right. It's almost like this search for happiness, for what brings you joy. And I feel like that's tied to the Page of Wands in creativity, because the Ten of Cups is an emotional card, creative card, as well as with that fire energy of the wands. I'm just kind of seeing that maybe, yeah, just kind of pour your energy into revitalizing creative projects. I feel like that would be a good time for you to kind of tap into what brings you joy, what makes you feel fulfilled and abundant. The King of Cups upright, to me, this card is about someone who is in the emotional realm, right? But in a very stable way. It's almost like you have control over your emotions right now. You're very much centered. Maybe things are coming up emotionally, just like past events or future worries or anything that causes you to have an emotional, yeah, like an energy in motion of your body, in your mind, in your thoughts, just the way that it's affecting your life. I'm kind of seeing that maybe you've been practicing something that grounds you in the present moment, so you feel very stable despite emotions kind of trying to come in and knock you off balance, right? The King to me is a very stable energy. And I kind of feel like maybe you're reanalyzing what it, from this standpoint, it almost feels like you're reanalyzing what brings you happiness, what brings you joy. And I'm seeing that it's going to have to be creative endeavors, right? I'm kind of seeing because there's a lot of water energy and I just sense like a lot of new beginnings. The King of Wands reversed. To me, this card is, this could be, I feel like maybe there's someone in your life who could help you, but isn't going to help you outwardly. Maybe it'll just be like words of encouragement. This could also be somebody who you thought you could lean on for. You know, I'm kind of seeing this tied to the Page of Wands. I'm kind of seeing maybe in the past with these creative projects that you kind of put on hold, on pause, you had this energy, right? This masculine energy, maybe very supportive energy, but now it's kind of, but it kind of feels like it's shifted to an energy where they're going to help you, but not in the same way as before, right? And I feel like that's actually a really great gift for you, because that means that you're able to have these fresh starts, these like branching off of something. I'm just kind of seeing the image of a wand with live shoots of leaves coming off of it, because there's no one there to tell you exactly how to navigate these creative realms. I'm also seeing maybe in the past with these creative projects that you put on hold, that there was somebody else that maybe you were doing this work with. And since that was put on hold, your relationship has changed with this person, with this being, with this individual. It's kind of changed where they're almost like withdrawing from the creative projects. But now that means that the gift is for you. It's almost like this is your own gift again. And I feel like, you know, I'm kind of seeing with that Ten of Cups reversed, I'm seeing that Maybe you had grand illusions about, I'm seeing like a business partnership of some sorts based in the creative realm, and that didn't quite go as you thought it was going to go in the past, so you put that on hold. But now it's almost time to see with this new energy, with fresh eyes, right? It's almost like I'm seeing that you were sleeping for some time, and now springtime is here. Now it's time to wake up and remember what you did love about these projects. And just moving forward, almost like creating a new vision of what joy is going to look like without this partner, without this being or this like entity in your life. It almost just feels like, yeah, I just keep seeing business partnership, right? Like there was a collaboration that fell through, and now you're kind of having to look forward to your new happy ending. But now it's going to be, I almost see this like a standalone project. It's almost something that is asking for you to believe in yourself, believe in your power, believe in your truth. I do see with the King of Cups energy that you're very stable, you're very grounded in your emotional realm, which to me is just very powerful, right? Especially when you're dreaming up of new ideas. I'm seeing that maybe practicing visualization is going to be very helpful. Just tuning into this imaginative realm, which to me is water, right? Like imagination, dreams, writing down. It's almost like this, yeah, imagination, right? Using your imagination to create a new future dream for yourself moving forward. And also, I'm seeing that maybe you learned lessons from this collaboration, from this project, that I kind of see that there's this project and the way to revitalize something, right? I'm seeing like a plant, right? A plant that's growing. You need to take care of it, right? And it's almost like I'm seeing that you're trimming the parts of the plant that need to go. And that's a task that you're doing right now. You're trimming what needs to go, but you're remembering the lessons from that, right? It's almost like, yeah, I'm just seeing it as like a very positive energy. Let me see. Let me pull some more cards. The Star reverse. So with this card, I'm seeing almost that you're afraid of being like the star of the show, but the show itself is your life, right? Like you are the main character of your life. So I kind of feel like maybe you have a hard time grappling with that. I kind of see like maybe you've been, I don't know, I keep seeing that maybe you've been like in like a second place, right? You've always been like a giving person. You put others before you, but that didn't really work out. And so you're kind of saying, well, how do I move forward? But I kind of sense that you need to flip this card around, right? Look at the hope, empower yourself to be the star of your life, be the star of your show, create the life that you want, right? You have the King of Cups on your side, right? I'm kind of seeing that you learned a lot in the past from these creative projects or collaborations or fallouts and growing and moving forward in your new dreams. And I just kind of sense that there needs to be a shift in your view of yourself towards one that's empowered, right? Like, just tap into that main character energy, right? I'm just kind of seeing that maybe you don't want to, you're not comfortable there, you haven't been there. And I feel like maybe it just requires practice on your part to get to that. We have the Seven of Pentacles reversed. To me, this is about investments, right? So I'm kind of seeing there's like self-doubt, you're not sure if where to invest your resources, attention, time, energy, you're not sure. But because the first card that we pulled was the Page of Wands, I'm seeing that there's something there, right? There's something there. And it almost feels like maybe there's baggage from the past that you're kind of, it's kind of causing this hesitancy within you, this doubt, right? You're kind of wondering, am I going to be investing in just intelligently? Am I going to be making good decisions? It's almost like the person that you were with before in this partnership, this business collaboration of sorts, it almost seems like they were the ones in charge. They were the leader. They were the ones pretty much directing everything. But it was almost, I feel like it was your idea. Whatever it was, I feel like you had the heart, right? But they had like the logical side, I keep seeing like a dominant side, like a ruler, right? The King of Wands, reverse energy, a ruler, but not a good person to follow. It just, for some reason, it fell through. And I feel like because of that, maybe because of this fallout, I feel like a part of you is wondering or having doubt in your own sense of decision making, of making good decisions, right? And I feel like because the Seven of Pentacles is reversed, you're not sure if you can grow something to full fruition. You're not sure if you're, I just keep seeing like you don't, I keep seeing like you don't believe in yourself. You don't think that you're smart enough. You don't think you're worthy of being the star of the show. But I feel like you have so many good qualities that I just feel like you need to acknowledge yourself, right? I kind of see you like looking for hope outside of you, but the Star reverse is saying no, it's within you. Everything that you're trying to create in your external reality is actually within you. And I sense a lot of self-doubt. It's almost like you had a dream, there was a fallout, and you had a big pausing moment. But what you gained from it, I'm seeing that King of Cups energy, is you gained a certain sense of domain, of reign over your emotional domain. And it's almost because you went through maybe a lot of emotional trauma, like emotional drama. And yeah, I'm kind of seeing maybe you lost some friendships and that kind of caused you to doubt yourself, right? And well, let me pull some more cards. Seven of Wands, I'm seeing conflict. Yeah, I'm seeing that maybe that there's still some residual emotions. Maybe you're still feeling some kind of anger, some kind of, I'm just sensing maybe you're still upset about something, right? But I do sense that with the King of Cups, you're almost like channeling that energy of, yeah, it's a lot of energy, right? But what we can do with energy is just use it moving forward. It's almost like you're being invited to take the lessons that you learned and apply them moving forward. I kind of sense that maybe you feel like people are out to get you, like the world is against you. You have to fight to stay where you are. You know, I noticed two sevens card came up, right? The Seven of Wands upright, the Seven of Pentacles reversed. Seven to me is about change and about almost this like instability, but also mystery. And you're not sure, but you want it. And you're kind of, I just got this image of you like clawing your way to the top, right? It's like you want it. You're not sure how, but you're learning. And I feel like a part of you is really willing and like brave, but you're still dealing maybe with I don't know, I kind of sense that you're still dealing with yourself, right? Maybe your perspectives of yourself in these past relationships, these past creative endeavors. I almost feel like you have to reanalyze yourself and the role that you're playing in your life. And I'm seeing like a victim mentality, right? It's almost like maybe you've been thinking that you're the victim, but the Star reversed, with that I'm seeing that it's almost like asking you to kind of just look at yourself and see where these beliefs are coming from, right? And I do feel like you have this power with you right now where you're able to dive into the past, but in ways that are stable, right? That King of Cups to me is about diving into the past, but being able to imagine, to revisualize just your life moving forward, just unafraid, just really empowered. But I do sense that there's still maybe some things that you haven't looked at, right? Because the Seven is about mystery, things that aren't very obvious to us right away. So maybe kind of tap into that. Let's pull some more cards. Three of Pentacles reverse. So I'm seeing that maybe you're having trouble working with people, right? So maybe you've been having invitations or ideas, or you're being led to certain places, but there's this part of you that's maybe still like heartbroken, maybe kind of still stressed about the past, right? Things like memories, right? I'm hearing like memories that plague you, things that bother you. And I kind of feel like there's a part of you that doesn't want to work with others anymore at all. You're kind of wondering, you know, like, I don't know if I can trust you, etc. But it's almost like the universe is kind of inviting you to kind of broaden your perspective on that, right? It's almost like with your creative endeavors, whenever you create something, it's not really just for you, right? And I kind of feel like maybe you're battling with that. You're kind of wondering, yeah, I'm kind of seeing that in the past, you were very willing to give of yourself, to be a part of this project, to be a part of a team. Something happened, there was a fallout, and now you're afraid of showing up again to serve others or to share your gifts or to work on your projects. And I kind of feel like, you know, take your time. There is no rush, because the Page is a youthful card, right? It doesn't mean that things are maturing and they're happening right now and you're there. No, it means this is almost a new beginning for you. But I just do still see some things that need to be processed. Let's pull some more cards. The Nine of Cups reversed. So this card to me, even if it's reversed, I feel like this to me is a very lucky card. To me, it's the Wish card, right? So I feel like right now is a really good time. You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing that you're afraid of making a wish for your life that is going to be so amazing. And you're holding yourself back from even daring to dream of your ideal life. But the Wish card is here to say, no, it's possible for you. All you really need to do is want it, believe in it, visualize it, feel it as it is right now, and bring that reality to fruition, to life, in this reality, in this moment, right? So let's pull some more. We have the Nine of Wands reversed. So a lot of reversed cards, I'm seeing that it's just a time of transition almost. Yeah, I kind of feel with the Nine of Wands, that card has been coming up for the collective readings lately. So I'm kind of seeing that maybe there just needs to be a reworking, a reanalyzing of your boundaries, you know. Boundaries are never just set in place and you forget about them. No, it's a fence. It requires maintenance, right? Whatever kind of boundary you have, stone, wood, whatever it is, you need to upkeep it. You need to make sure that it's still healthy, it's still in place, it's still protecting you, it's still allowing you to be safe and to feel nurtured in creating whatever it is you want to do and the way that you engage with others, right? So I do think with nines, we got 2 9 cards. The Nine of Cups reversed, the Nine of Wands reversed. So I'm seeing that there is a part of you that just really wants this new reality, but a part of you, I keep seeing self-worth. Maybe there's like self-worth issues here, maybe thinking that you're not worthy of receiving this ideal life. But I also sense a lot of bravery, right? It's almost like you're getting to the point where you're going to get sick of the reality that you're living, that you're going to have really no choice except to go after what you actually desire, and that's going to of course require work, etc. But at the same time, I feel like the main task in anything is deciding and choosing what you want, what the reality is going to be, and then having faith that it's going to be. And in between that space, right, the now and then, there's going to be a lot of growth, a lot of evolution of yourself, a lot of integrating your past self with your present self, with your future self. There's going to be a lot that's going to happen, right? But between those two timelines, between those two spaces of your life, but I kind of feel you just need to dream big, right? It's almost like there's a lot of mystery, imagination, movement, transitions, self-worth to be looked at. With the Three of Pentacles reverse, I'm seeing that maybe you need to reanalyze how you want to show up for others, right? Maybe the way that you have showed up for others wasn't working. It did maybe in the past. It was working for you, for that version of you. But right now you're getting to a point where I kind of feel like you need to work on your boundaries in order to show up for others in the way that you are now choosing to show up for others. We don't stay the same, right? We don't always have the same boundaries because we don't always want to serve others in the same way. So I kind of feel like maybe there's just still work in doing that. Maybe you're battling yourself. I feel like you're battling yourself. The Seven of Wands upright. The image is of a person on a hill with a wand, with 6 wands, like kind of jabbing at this being, this individual from a lower status, like maybe like a ground and he's on a cliff or something. But I'm kind of seeing that you have the vantage point. You have everything to move forward. And I'm getting this vision of the person that's on the top of the cliff holding the wand could just turn around and walk away, right? Like it almost feels like you're battling so much, but I feel like the battle is within you. And it's almost like these 6 batons that are sticking up at you, they're pretty much just like self-defeating thoughts, maybe past mistakes, things that are haunting you, things that are popping up for you. I just feel like they're attacks, they're self-attacks. And I kind of see this potential for you to just turn around and decide something new for yourself, right? The Nine of Cups card is, to me, a very powerful card. It's a very lucky card. It almost feels like the energy is just trying to tell you like, hey, you always have a choice. You don't have to stay stuck in the past. You can dream a new dream moving forward. You can take your creative, you know, with the Tower card, when things fall apart and you pretty much have to just like rummage through the chaos to take the gold bits, right? The pieces that you actually want. I kind of see that with yourself. Take the gold bits, the pieces you actually want, and dream a new dream. Make yourself the star of the show. Make yourself literally the main character, because who else is going to be the main character of your life, right? Let's pull another card. The Ten of Cups reversed. So, you know, I'm seeing a lot of potential for happiness because we pulled out the tens twice now with the Ten of Cups reversed and the Ten of Pentacles reversed. It's almost, yeah, it's the same thing, right? You want this beautiful, creative life where you're emotionally fulfilled and you're financially abundant, but I just feel like you just have to reanalyze your self-worth. You have to dare to dream big. You have to put in the work to see. You know, I don't see any Swords cards today, which is interesting. I kind of see, it's almost like you have to, but it's not about thoughts. I kind of just feel like it's beliefs, and beliefs aren't always thoughts, right? Beliefs are just like, I feel like this outline, this framework for your life, and I feel like it could just be tied into the emotional realm as well, right? That King of Cups. With the King of Cups, I keep seeing it as this like really strong foundation where your beliefs are living, right? So maybe it's worth looking into that. Let's see. Let me pull a card from the back. The Magician. Okay, you have the Magician card. To me, this is a powerful card of transformation, right? During this reading, I keep seeing so much potential for growth, so much wanting to grow, so much wanting to change and just transition, transform. The Magician upright to me, I feel like is a wonderful, magical card because it's saying, you know what, you're going through a transformation right now of yourself, of your belief systems. And this is, of course, you know, I'm kind of seeing that maybe you're not sure what the future dream is going to be, but you're working on it. But you have so much. I'm seeing a vision of a ground, like a garden bed with things that have been uprooted and the soil is just freshly turned. And some things have been planted and are growing, right? But I feel like there's so much of the soil that has been just turned around and it's ready for you to plant new seeds. And I feel like that's what's happening right now. You're kind of digging things up, weeding things out, and then you're having this like fresh soil to put all these ideas into. Let me see on the back. We have the moon upright. I do think I feel like right now is a really good time to tap into your intuitive side, right? To tap into, I'm also hearing, don't listen to the naysayers, right? This could be other people, this could also be yourself. Don't listen to the naysayers. Focus on the reality you want to create. With a magician, it's also about the material realm and the spiritual realm. I feel like you're being invited to dive into the space where those two meet, right? I'm seeing that there's these two realities and you're asked to walk the path right in the middle of them, right? Where you're in power, you're creating the life you want, you're analyzing what self-limiting beliefs you may be carrying with you. You're with the King of Cups, you're diving into that energy of, because emotions are going to come up, right? As we do this type of work, emotions are always very much alive and they come up and you have a memory, emotions, and then you're pulled back to the past and then you're pulled back here. But with the King of Cups upright, I just feel like right now is the perfect time for you to do this work because even though emotions are going to come up, you're able to have this masculine energy that's very grounded and powerful and calm and at peace despite whatever may come up. And with that, I feel like it's a really important, crucial, wonderful opportunity for you to just do this type of work, right? Take the things out, put some new beliefs in, right? I'm just kind of seeing a garden with the moon. Don't listen to the naysayers. Listen to your intuitive, instinctive side, the magician. Dare to dream, dare to create. There's a lot of alchemy happening right now for you. A lot of belief systems I'm seeing that are changing that are for the better. The Page of Wands is a youthful, hopeful, happy card. Yeah, I kind of feel like a lot of things are going to be unearthed for you, uncovered, and you'll get to move forward in a new, refreshed, healthy way. And I'm really stoked for you. This Magician card, yeah, being on the underside of everything, to me, it's just it's a new beginning for you. It's a new beginning, but new beginnings need new beliefs. Dare to dream. So that's going to be it for today's reading. And thank you for showing up today. If you're going to stay for the Reiki portion, thank you. And if you're not, well, I'll see you in the next episode. And yeah, thank you for showing up today. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take three deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale. Hold and exhale. Again, inhale. Hold and exhale. And inhale. Hold and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you. when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.